An interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch Resh Chav Tes. A person who sees a rainbow says a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Zocher Abris Ne'eman Bevriso V'Kayam B'Ma'amaro. Hashem remembers the bris, is trustworthy with regard to his bris, and upholds what he has said. So even if he just had said, I won't destroy the world again with a mabul, even without an official bris, he would still uphold that because Hashem is so trustworthy. Obviously, this is a reference that we saw in last week's parasha that Hashem says that the rainbow is a sign of the bris, that he won't destroy the world anymore with a flood. Then the Shulchan Aruch just finishes off the siv, v'asur listaka bo biyoser. You're not allowed to look at it too much. So this is an interesting phrase. First of all, how could you have a birchas hari'iyah, a bracha that you make on seeing something which you're not supposed to see? So it's not exactly that you're not supposed to see it. It says, asur lehistakel bo biyoser. You're not supposed to stare at it too much. So you're allowed to see it. You see it, you make the bracha, but then you don't continue staring at it. What's the reason for this? So this is a reflection of the fact that the rainbow really represents two different things. On the one hand, what we're saying the bracha about is the fact that the rainbow is a sign of the bris that Hashem makes when he says, I'm not going to destroy the world anymore with a flood. On the other hand, in addition to that, the Gemara says you're not supposed to stare at the rainbow because it is a reflection of Kvod Hashem. A pasuk in Yechezkel, at the end of Yechezkel's great prophetic vision in Perek Aleph of Yechezkel, where Yechezkel writes that the brilliance and the light of the Kvod Hashem is like a rainbow. And he says, I fell on my face. So there is even an opinion in the Gemara that upon seeing a rainbow, we should all fall down on the ground, just like Yechezkel. So Gemara says, we don't do that. We don't want it to look like we're bowing down to the rainbow. But nonetheless, this is like a reflection of the great glory of the Kvod Hashem as well. And therefore, it's considered to be inappropriate to stare at the rainbow. So you really have both of those two factors. So it's a funny thing. On the one hand, it reflects the Kvod Shemayim. On the other hand, it's a sign of the bris that Hashem won't destroy the world, which is also taken to be not such a positive thing, that without the bris, Hashem would destroy the world. There's a statement in the Gemara that in the time of the generation of certain great tzaddikim, there was never a rainbow because that generation didn't need that bris in order for Hashem not to destroy the world. So it's an interesting duality. In any event, what are some of the details of this halacha? A person should really know the bracha by heart. If you see a rainbow, so then how are you going to say the bracha? So, Zocher Abris, Ne'eman Briso, Bivriso, V'Kayam B'Ma'amaro. There's different girsos, Ne'eman or V'Ne'eman. Either way is acceptable. How often would you see this? Would you say this bracha? So, for some birchos hari'iyah, like a person sees an ocean, there's a bracha. So that's only if you see it once every 30 days. But for others, like thunder, lightning, so even if there's a storm the next day, you also say a bracha. So the rainbow is like that second category. That's not the same rainbow. If he has a new storm, then it's a new rainbow. Or new rain. If the rain clouds went away and came back, so it's a new rainbow, you'd say a new bracha. Or if it's the next day, you would say a new bracha. To what extent does a person have to see? How much of the rainbow does a person have to see? The Mishnah Berurah is not sure. Let's say you just see a little piece of a rainbow. Would you say bracha then? Or maybe it has to actually look like a keshet. It has to look like an arc in order to be able to say the bracha. So some posts say, Safek bracha slahaka. You wouldn't say, at least not with Shem Hashem, if you just saw a little piece of it. Rav Avad Yosef writes, no matter what, you should say, even if it's just a little piece. The truth of the matter is, he doesn't say this explicitly, but the truth of the matter is, you're always only seeing a little piece of the rainbow. The rainbow apparently is actually like a circle, basically. You only see a little piece of it. Nonetheless, we say the bracha. So that's what he says. Others, I guess, would say maybe it still has to look like a keshet. That's how the Torah describes it, an arc. So if you don't see an arc shape, so then maybe that would be a suffix. Should you tell people about it? Hey, there's a rainbow. You can go make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion, maybe not, that when you see a rainbow, that's like a bad sign for the generation. You don't want to go around telling people how bad the generation is. Others say, Rav Avadya also writes, no, sure, you can tell people. Let them make the bracha. And you can certainly tell people. I think Misvara, it makes a lot of sense. If it's a sign of the bris, that Hashem would maybe destroy the world if not for the bris, so then shouldn't we know about that so that we can think about where we're going and how we got here and how we can get better? And finally, what if a person What if a person sees a rainbow not in the sky? You can see a rainbow in a puddle. You can see a rainbow in Niagara Falls. You can see a rainbow in all kinds of places. So the general assumption is, it says, Es kashtino sati be'anon. And that's the Os Bris. Hashem puts the rainbow in the clouds, so to speak, in the heavens, in the air. And that's the sign of the Bris. That's when you'd make the bracha as opposed to anywhere else. So have a wonderful day. Please do put up the chairs for the Shabbos cleaning. Have a great Shabbos. Thank you.